This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor?
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Here we go, special edition of Advanced Medicine. Why? Because it's Independence Week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show and celebrating the freedom to heal. And we talk about the power to heal, but the power to heal, Dr. Batar, is often, I don't want to jump ahead in this, but isn't it the freedom to choose the direction, the path, the kind of healing we want? Without that, are we not powerless?
I completely agree with you, and I think that it is all about having the choice and the freedom of pursuing the route that we want to take, the path that we want to pursue. And it's actually appropriate that we're talking about it on 4th of July.
Exactly. I mean, this Independence Day weekend, I think about all the people that don't understand how many choices have been stolen from them by a centralized bureaucracy, government on the federal and even the state level, that refuses to allow doctors to heal and refuses to allow the people who are seeking them out to receive that which they feel would actually benefit them because it contravenes what the Flexner Report set up 100-plus years ago.
Yeah, so when you start looking at where this all started and the course that it went down, the path that it's that has actually revealed itself, it couldn't have happened by accident. It was a very orchestrated and pre-planned long picture or the big picture in mind, whoever set this up, because obviously those people are no longer around unless there's something about, unless they're like 120, 130 years old themselves now.
Well, either that or they sacrifice babies and they come back. I don't know. It's kind of strange, the weird cult Bilderberg groups, right? They do some strange stuff, and I don't know what the manifestation of it is in reality, but I know that these so-called secret societies, et cetera. I'm talking about this now because, hey, people have brought up issues like the Illuminati being involved, the Masons being involved, the dawning of America. There's a lot of things that you kind of got to consider here as to how we got where we are. It doesn't mean that everybody's in on it, but there are a few people plotting the moment there was a Declaration of Independence to overthrow America.
Right, right, exactly. Well, you know, the point being that it's well orchestrated, whatever it was, and the orchestration of that that plan is something that we need to be aware of. And then once we are aware that there has been some of this orchestration, something that's sinister, as you said, or something that we don't really know what the agenda was, or we may think that we know the agenda was, the point being that something happened 100 and some years ago that has led us to this point now, and being aware that this is the problem, there is a problem, is, as we know from that old adage, half the battle. Once you know there's a problem, you're already halfway there. Then you can start to do what you need to do to get to the point to recover it. The issue is that if we never recognize there's a problem, if you don't recognize that you're in a prison, it's hard to break out. You can only break out once you recognize that you're in that prison. And I think when you start looking at the Flexner Report, and you start looking at the agenda behind some of these organizations, as you said, like the Bilderbergs, and whether we know what they are or not, we know that they're not conductive or productive in the sense of promoting humanity, health, wellness.
Well, they're certainly not promoting our freedom to choose natural health care, right?
Exactly.
And that right there is usually the question is who is fighting for the freedom to choose, right? Up there is a debate, Obamacare light, repeal and replace. It's like other than Rand Paul and a couple other guys, I don't hear anybody calling for the freedom to choose any form of health care even if people in government don't agree with it. I mean, that to me would be a fundamental American ideal upon which our foundation, our founders said, you know what, we don't need a king, a queen, or an emperor, or a prince, or a princess telling us what to do. And now they've acquiesced to that and say, yeah, we're going to tell you what to do, except for like two or three senators or a congressman.
Well, I think it's bigger than just health freedom in this particular context. It's the health to choose, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
It's the health to choose whether or not you put certain medicines into your bodies. But now let's take that and you know, pursue the type of health care you want. But let's take that a little bit beyond where they've taken this, because some would say, well, the right to choose whether you're going to consume raw milk or that you don't consume products that have been genetically modified would be a fundamental right to choose. Well, you and I would say it's also a fundamental right for freedom of health or to choose the type from a healthcare, but that's actually just comes down to an issue of choice, right?
Right.
Same thing with religion, same thing with whether same-sex marriage or what, no matter what any of these things, it really comes down to the fundamental right to decide or choose what your God-given rights have been. So the freedom of speech, we talk about that, this freedom of religion. To me, freedom of speech and freedom of religion are synonymous with the freedom to choose your healthcare, because people have used the freedom to assemble, the implied freedom to associate that comes from freedom to assemble that comes from the freedom of speech, or people have used the freedom of religion to try to retain their power from their health standpoint, right? When they invoke the religious freedom aspect that it's against the religion to get vaccinations or whatever the case may be. So people have tried to overlap these things. Again, the issue being it's a fundamental freedom to choose what you want. And if you are the one who slaves at a job or I'm using that.
Well, I think it's interesting. No, I understand. I think you use it in an important way. I mean, I've got, issues of freedom on tap all week because of Independence Day, and I want Americans to remember what this is about. And it's not just about shooting off firecrackers, right? It's so much deeper than that. I mean, it was a spiritual revolution that took place at the dawn of this country in America. And yet those high ideals, I think they still are here in our DNA, but, you know, so many generations now have been taught away from it that they look at us squirrely-eyed when we argue for the freedom to choose without coercion from the government.
That's exactly right. And so when we talk about if we have bled and sweated to earn money, to earn the whatever it is that sustains our families and transfer that money into food or shelter or whatever the case is, then we should also have the right to choose that the material that our shelter has been made of isn't something that's toxic to us, or that the food that we're consuming or the produce that we're purchasing has not been altered from its ultimate engineered design that God created and that is now impacting our physiology in a negative way. We should have the freedom to make that decision. So one thing is that the freedoms are taken away, and then even for those people that think they're doing right, meaning they're eating organic, and but what's happening in the organic market? Some of that stuff that's organic, you know that you and I would never eat it, even though it's certified organic. But what is the certification now? So they manipulate your power, your right to choose. And then even if you choose the right way, there's things that are underhanded that we're not aware of. For example, when we breathe, we think that we have all these standards to maintain good, clean air, and yet the combustion of fossil fuels and how much mercury is being pumped into the atmosphere and how much we're inhaling. And then I'm not even talking about the chemtrails and all the other strange things that have been going on. Even if you have the right to choose and to give you that illusion that you have the right to choose, you're still impacting on our healthcare. So this really comes down to that fundamental right to choose who we put into power,
mm-hmm.
fundamental right to choose what should their obligations be, and how are they held accountable to those obligations? You know, it was interesting to see 545 people, the House and the Senate, the President, Secretary of State, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
total 545 people impact the 319 million Americans. I think that's what the last census was, 320 million, whatever it is now. Their decisions, those 545 people decide how we live our lives, how we go about impacting the rest of the world, how we do things today that will impact our future generations, and we allow them to control us, and we don't need to. What would happen? 319 million versus 545?
It's not a fair fight, of course, but we don't realize that because they have us all cowering in fear. Of course, not you, not me, not well, hopefully a lot of the people that listen to this show, but I think you're right. And even beyond those 545, you say, there are thousands of unelected bureaucrats that are really engaged in rulemaking outside of their constitutional authority that was granted by Congress to make the laws or to Congress to make the laws, yet they don't make the laws. They pass something and they say, well, we'll let the FDA regulate it, and the FDA makes stuff up about the law. It's not explicit within the law, and then they just start basically operating on behalf of the drug industry, for instance, that they're supposed to regulate, which they actually protect from the people who are harmed.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, and you start looking at this, and the FDA is, you know, you can plug and play any of those three-letter agencies in there. You could remove FDA and replace it with CDC. You could remove CDC and replace it with the EPA. You could, this is exactly the point, and this is the issue. And I think that it's important for us all to remember it's not just a monopoly of this thought process during July 4th for Americans. This is actually something from a global societal standpoint. Maybe they're not going to see July 4th the same way, but it is a fundamental aspect of freedom that everybody, that resonates with the, in the entire world, that we need to remember on whichever day we choose to remember it, maybe hopefully every day, that it is our choice to retain, and in the words of the Supreme Court Justice, it is the individual who, let's see, how does it go, resorts to, their, enforces their own rights through belligerent discourse, because if you don't do it, and I can't remember the exact quote, it's a very powerful quote, but basically it talks about he who gives up, and it does not, who gives up his rights and does not allow, does not sustain, using sustainable battle through belligerence and upholding their own rights, they give up their freedom to choose. And it's much, much more eloquent than what I just said.
No worries, Dr. Bittar. I get the essence of it. I mean, honestly, we've become a nation of wimps and wussies that would bow down to those 535, 545 plus the bureaucratic oligarchy. And if there's a message of freedom and liberty that's involved in our discussion, which there is every time we're together, we'll ramp it up today because it is July 4th week. It is Independence Day week here in these United States. And those of you who love liberty around the world, you keep tuning in to the Robert Scott Bell Show right here with Dr. Rasha Bittar as we take advanced medicine into the celebration.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, if you're going to go out and enjoy fireworks, barbecue, whatever you're going to do this week in these United States, man, enjoy it. But please acknowledge the reason you're celebrating. It's not just because you have a day off from work. There's a lot more and a lot deeper understanding to this. And if we lose it for our kids and grandkids, it's lost, I don't know, maybe for good. Maybe it breaks out somewhere else. I don't know where. But what's fascinating about the United States is the first country on the face of the earth that we know of in recorded history that set sovereignty with the people, not with the king, the queen, the emperor, or the centralized bureaucracy. But maybe we've lost it. I'm not sure. What do you think, Dr. Bitar?
Well, I think that those words that I was struggling with, Robert, probably summarize it the best, and that was that those that are not willing to uphold their freedoms through belligerent defiance and sustained combat give up those rights. And those that are allowed those that allowed honeyed words to sway their decisions deserve what they get. Essentially, that's the essence of it. Those key words come to mind in the quote. The exact quote is still can't find it. But, you know, it's interesting that those words, the belligerent defiance and sustained combat, if you're not willing to hold up your own rights, to uphold your freedoms through that sustained combat and through belligerent defiance, you give up those rights. And this is one of the things when we talk about fear-mongering, right? When we talk about how the pro-vaccine movement talks about if you don't do this, if you don't vaccinate your children, you're going to set them up for failure, you're going to allow them to get diseases, you're not a good parent, you're et cetera, this, that, the other, you're putting everybody else at risk. And they use this fear-mongering. And a lot of parents that really want to do, truly want to do the best for their children get scared. They get intimidated. They think, well, everybody's going to think I'm a bad parent if I don't do it. Everybody's talking about doing it. All the doctors, all the specialists, all the advertisers, all the pharmaceutical companies, the government, etc. You know, maybe that one person that told me that I shouldn't do it, maybe they're misguided, and I don't want to do something wrong to my child, so let me go ahead and give them the vaccine. It's that fear-mongering that creates that the panic in people. And as soon as we become empowered with knowledge, and we then regain our power, and now, once you're empowered, now it takes that defined belligerence and that sustained combat to uphold your own right. I believe that more and more and more people, even over the last 7 years that we've been in this radio show now, Robert, we have seen evidence that there are more and more people that are not only becoming aware of this, but that are willing to do what's necessary to stand up and do what's necessary to uphold their own freedoms. Oh. And I commend them for that, and I think that we're a much greater group, much larger group now than we were before.
I agree. I love the belligerent, defiant, sustained combat. The unfortunate thing is that much of that has been happening on the side of tyranny, because that's always been the case. The question is, how often do people stand against that? Because it is scary, right? What are you going to lose? Well, what did our founding fathers set up, right? They risked their lives, liberty, posterity, right? Their sacred honor. Mm-hmm. And we can't even, lift a finger to just object to the vaccine mandates in California. Come on, California. I know they're fighting now, but it's a little late. And we have this piece by the American Medical Association talking about vaccines. They have a position statement. They say they fully support the overwhelming body of evidence and rigorous scientific process used by the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, which demonstrate vaccines are among the most effective and safest interventions to both prevent individual illness and protect the health of the public. I'm thinking, you can say that with a straight face? That's William E. Kobler, MD, and he's a member of the AMA Board of Trustees, speaking on behalf of the American Medical Association, a trade group designed to intimidate doctors and patients alike.
Mm-hmm. It's taking the taking some facts and throwing a lot of garbage into it and then coming up with a statement that is completely misleading. And as you and I have both publicly stated in many venues besides even this radio show, in public forums, in lecturing, in all the different venues that I've been involved with you over the last 7 years, we have both consistently, correct me if I'm wrong, we have both consistently said that we are not against the concept of vaccination. We're against a concept of stupidity.
Yes.
And they did not talk about the proper way if you really want to vaccinate. I mean, the whole idea of vaccination, from the true essence of it, if you get bitten by a poisonous snake, you have the potential of dying. But if you allow the slow and small little bits of that poison to enter your system, to allow your system to accommodate and get adjusted and become resistant to that, there's nothing wrong with that. And we know how the humoral and the cellular immunity works in the body. We know that if we get exposed to something, some type of antigen, we know that the body will create antibodies to that antigen, so that next time when the antigen is introduced into the system, the antibodies are already pre-made. You don't have to wait 7 to 10 days. It's already ready to go.
Dr. Batar, we should have a leg up on it, but let's go into the complexities of why they screw it up so badly and why the AMA is so wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, stand by. We're coming right back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I love it when you say we're not against vaccination, we're against stupidity. And of course, vodka meaning cow, right? We don't even have to use cow pus to vaccinate. If we're talking about what they like to pretend it is, immunization, right, to somehow make you immune to something. they also don't take into consideration the necessity of acquiring what's known as natural immunity, how it's advantageous for the development of a strong immune system, how it reduces the likelihood of chronic degradation diseases, cancer, neurological, autoimmune, allergies, etc. So, you know, the concept, as we say, not a bad idea. The engagement of the concept, the way they do it in modern medicine, stupid.
Absolutely. And so this acquired immunity is how, again, the ultimate engineer designed us. We get exposed to something, our bodies adapt, we become resilient to it, so that the next time we're exposed to it, we don't have the same problems. And that's an evolutionary process that has been set, and it's a self-regulating or self-improving system. It's as a constantly learning and adapting and evolving so that it can deal with its environment better. And I guess God knew that we would screw up the planet, so then God made this adaptogenic response in us so we could, you know, basically sustain ourselves on this planet. Now we bring in the concept of modern-day vaccinations, and so what do? We defy every logical conclusion that even a three-year-old child can make that, okay, if you are going to truly want to stimulate the immune system to mount immunity, perhaps we shouldn't use preservatives that suppress that immunity. Perhaps we should do it at a point in the development of the human system, or in case of animals, in the animal system. Let's do it at a point that the immune system is not functional and can actually create those antibodies, rather than under false pretense give that same substance that we would normally expect to elicit an immune response, but it is impossible for it to elicit that immune response because it has been given at a time when the immune system is not even functional, hasn't fully developed, is not capable of creating that immunity. So what are they doing? They're giving an immune response or eliciting it, attempting to elicit an immune response under false pretense at a time when the system can't elicit this response, and further adding adjuvants and formaldehyde and metals and crap.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse my word. My
that's mild compared to what we could be saying, yeah. And it would be appropriate. And that AMA response, by the way, was not against people who are saying, stop all vaccination. It was basically in response to people who are saying, you know what? We'd like to see some more safety studies conducted to prove that what you're saying about the childhood vaccine schedule is actually safe, right? And rather than responding in an appropriate fashion, they say, oh, no, we don't need to do that.
Exactly. And so all this crap that we just talked about, formaldehyde and metals and all this other stuff that's being put inside the body at the wrong time when the immune system isn't capable of mounting a response, is now what's causing and contributing to these diseases later on, cardiovascular disease, cancer, et cetera, et cetera. It's already been shown asthma and many of these other reactive airway diseases are been associated with the level of mercury that's within the vaccines, the autism, the neurodegradation that happens with mercury. I mean, I'm just talking about mercury. We haven't even talked about lead and all these other things. So the point is that they're making that blanket statement trying to protect the industry of vaccinations, and there's nothing wrong with vaccinating with sound principles without the adjuvant crap that's added in there and doing it at a time when the body can actually respond. It makes total sense. But you know what's even better than vaccinating a child? Having, like they used to have, the chickenpox parties, right? Where somebody has chickenpox, everybody in the community goes over there, gets their kids exposed to it. Guess what? That's evolving the system. By giving somebody poisons in their body and causing their neurological system to be further burdened and their immune system to be further burdened and causing an environmental trigger that's not going to elicit all sorts of various expressions of the genetic code, things that we don't even know how it's going to express yet, because we know that based on Bruce Lipton's work, the expression of the genetic code is not based on the genome, but based upon the environmental trigger, and that allows the expression of a different protein based upon what the genetic code is. If we start doing that, then we're going to end up having an improvement in the human system, as opposed to a deleterious slide down the hill as it's been over the last 50 to 75 years.
Exactly. And that's why we're talking about it. And, of course, the fundamental freedom to say no, the fundamental freedom to, what do we say, withdraw consent? My gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, these are basic principles, and yet, even without the science to support them, they continue to push on like they're the only religion, right? And I've said this, in violation of the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That's very powerful. And that means they can't force you to vaccinate. But then again, there's California, and there are attempts around the country to violate your religious freedom to say no to vaccines, or even modify the schedule should you choose to do so. Or maybe utilize different ways to do this, their ideal goal, if it is an ideal on their part, to sensitize the immune system safely without harming you. And that could be done with homeoprophylaxis, for instance. So there's a lot of other options they're not even considering.
Well, one thing I can tell you that there are probably a lot of people that are considering exiting California.
We've heard from some areas already, Dr. Bittar, who've written into this show and said, you know what, we're getting out of California. We're going to Oregon or somewhere other because they realize their state is lost. They don't know how to get it back, and I feel for them.
Well, one thing that I did with my older son, Adabi, after he had been vaccine injured, and this is something that I believe, again, it comes back down to belligerent defiance and sustained combat, if you're willing to do this. I had this epiphany, and I actually, because of school that he was starting, they insisted that he had to have these vaccines. I said, no way in hell, you know, and the argument going back and forth and threatening attorneys and this and that, et cetera, that, you know, we're going to file a suit and this and that. And then I realized, wait a second, let's play at their own game. And I said, fine, I'll do all the vaccines that you want. You have to sign this document saying that you're going to accept all liability for his health and his future if he's injured. Now, of course, I wouldn't have done that, but
yeah.
I just called them on their bluff. And do you know how fast they changed their mind? And there was no argument, no more, you have to do this, and no more, we're going to fight you in court, and blah, 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 go ahead and get your attorneys. None of that. Oh, well, that's fine. Just sign this waiver, and we'll be on our way, you know, because they didn't want to take the liability.
Sure.
Now, if this is really going to help and save and protect children, then every parent's going to want to do it, and I would too, as any other parent. But the fact is it doesn't, and they know it because they don't want to take the liability on. What did you tell me off the air a couple of weeks ago, Robert? How many millions this year have already been paid out for the vaccine injury?
The compensation program, the court, right. Yeah, I don't even remember that number, but it was hundreds of millions already.
Just this year.
And so to back them into a corner. Now, you bring up something fundamental again. Again, I want to come back to this because it is the Independence Day holiday weekend. Private property. Ultimately, the ultimate form of private property is your body and your kids, right? Who owns them? Who controls them? Of course, until they're the age of majority, then it should be the parents, right? And yet government claims ownership over them if they can force and mandate these things to be injected. And so you push back and you say, all right, you're going to have to take responsibility for this child should anything happen. And then suddenly they're singing a different tune, which tells you what? Do we need all of these regulations in government from FDA, CDC, all these others? Or do we say, you know what? You're held liable and responsible and you're going to make me whole again. And suddenly now people are going to be walking around a lot more carefully not to create or injure or kill someone else, realizing that they are going to be held fully accountable.
You know, Robert, I don't know whether I should do this or not, but I feel compelled to do it. There was a child that we treated with cancer who was so far gone, they had treated him with radiation and chemo. He had a very rare form of, not such a rare form, but basically a cancer of the eye and very aggressive. And a doctor that didn't like what the parents wanted to do, the doctor only saw the patients once, but they basically opened up a case for Child Protective Services based on this doctor's complaint. Now, the parents had contacted me, and the child was only 3 years old, and I told them basically that we weren't really set up for that. We thought the child needed inpatient care. But then, you know, they contacted us a number of times, but then they told us that now we've got an issue with Child Protective Services. We need some doctor, you know, we have to have a child under some doctor's care. We only trust you. I never even talked to them. I felt so bad for these people. I said, okay, fine, I'd see them. And we saw the child. We knew from the get-go that this child needed inpatient care, but I got involved just to get Child Protective Services off them. It went through three different times they contacted Child Protective Services. Three different times Child Protective Services came in, looked at it, or stopped it, and then this doctor would complain again. And long and short of it is I got them to Los Angeles to an eye specialty clinic. That's where they were supposed to go, but the child transitioned and passed on. We weren't able to do any of our treatments because there was other concerns, and we did help the child by giving the child certain nutritional IVs. And the mom and dad said that the child had never, ever, had always been petrified of any doctors, but would ask for me by name. I don't know why this was. I've become pretty close with the families, but I just wanted to kind of bring this about the sustainable combat issue. Now,
sure.
CPS
mm-hmm.
got involved with them, and most recently, this is a year, the medical board wanted the records. I provided the medical board the records. Our good friend, Nico from
Nico LaHood, yeah, DA in San Antonio.
San Antonio, right. He's a good friend now through your introduction. And I actually showed Nico this case where the medical board had wanted more information. And, you know, he and a couple of other attorneys that are part of my legal team, they all said the same thing. And I basically told the medical board, look, you've got all the information. You want to charge me something? You go ahead and charge me. Otherwise, you can kiss my you know what. And I said, if you want to ask me any other questions, I will be happy to provide those answers in a court of law with the parents present in front of a jury, and then I'll answer anything. But this witch hunt, I really have better things to do, like pick my nose and, you know, have a bowel movement. So thank you very much.
Yes.
Well, the medical board, you know, basically it was done, and that was probably about a year ago. But the medical board then went to the family, and on the birthday of this child, what would have been his birthday, on his birthday, they go to see the parents. The child has now been gone for months, almost a year, but they visit the child. They visit the parents on the child's birthday. Or actually, I can't remember if it was on the child's birthday or on the date of the anniversary of the child's death.
Mm.
Okay? Whatever it was very, very disturbing. They basically, and the parents called me. They said the medical board's, it's like they're trying to fish. They're trying to get us to say something bad about you, you know? So anyway, all that was said and done, and then Child Protective Services gets involved again. And I get a letter, and this letter says that they need medical records. I said, I'm not sending you the medical records. And then I get this unbelievably aggressive email saying, we're going to take you to do the court and this and that. You better provide records. You don't know who the hell you're dealing with, blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
This is Child Protective Services. We're going to go to the medical board and file a complaint against you. And, you know, they didn't send the letter by registered mail. I just ignored it. At first, I was going to mount a real response. And I was like, why am I going to engage with an idiot? You know?
Right.
They obviously don't know who I am because they don't know. I've already told the medical board.
I was just trying to say that when they said you don't know who you're dealing with, I think they don't know who they're dealing with. Listen, we got to take a break here. We're talking belligerent defiance and sustained comment in defense of your liberty to heal, your freedom to choose, right here with Dr. Bittar on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her edges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
The Robert Scott
Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you want to learn more, links are up in the show notes. RobertScottBell.com. We'll take you to drbuttar.com, drbuttar.com as well. Remember, he's author of the international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, translated into many languages as well around the world. Plug it in. So, did you ever have to respond to these bozos trying to threaten you?
Well, so I didn't respond to them initially, and then they sent another letter, this time by registered mail. But this time it's a lot more politer, more cordial, more respective, and they cite the references, because I guess they had contacted my office multiple times and basically told that, hey, you know, we're not doing this. So they sent me a very nice letter, and I basically sent them a letter, and I'm going to read just this letter, but basically decided that based upon North Carolina statute, they have the right to get the medical records, and they decided. So this was my, I just want to read this to you, Robert, so that, you know, sent via certified mail on just June 4th, not even a month ago, okay, just a month ago, and to the Child Fatality Reviewer, and I won't say their names. We are in receipt of your letter addressed to me dated May 18th, 2017 regarding the patient. And by the way, this is now something that happened in early 2016. So this is not something new, all right? Regarding XYZ patient, your letter requesting medical records references North Carolina General Statute 143B-150.20, which states, as you have correctly referenced, in quotes, to identifying factors which may have been contributed to conditions leading to the fatality and to develop recommendations for improving coordination. So there, the statute that they were quoting is gives the Child Protective Services the right to examine medical records in order to prevent conditions that led to fatality, right? Mm. And they're citing that's what their rights to get these medical records are. I said, as I'm sure you're aware, blank patient had an aggressive form of cancer that became refractory to treatment. Due to the complaint of a physician who saw the patient once, your office opened a child protective case which was closed out. In fact, we helped to facilitate treatment and helped to alleviate the concerns of child protective services. At that time, the case was closed out. I've personally been involved in over a dozen cases initiating child protective services during my career while serving in ERs throughout North Carolina. So I understand the difficulty of your job. However, to our amazement and shock, Child Protective Services opened up the case two additional times regarding this patient and his family, causing them tremendous emotional turmoil during an already extremely difficult period of their lives. The family of this patient were nothing more than the most caring and devoted parents, and at no time were they negligent or deserved to be categorized in the same group as those who neglect their children. The family was unfairly targeted, not once, but on three separate occasions by your office. Now, this is the point of the belligerence. Medical records are highly confidential, as I'm sure you are aware. Our interpretation of HIPAA and the law is that the medical records can only be released to the patient guardian, the North Carolina Medical Board, and to a court after a judge has issued a subpoena. After conferring with our legal counsel, we have been advised that in order to be fully compliant with the law and HIPAA, and based clearly that there was, quote, no factors which have been contributed to conditions leading to the fatality, specifically citing their statute, since this child had advanced and aggressive cancer, that we will require you to obtain a court subpoena in order for us to release this patient's medical records. Once we have the subpoena, the medical records will be provided. In addition, regarding your request for my presence at an interview with the Child Fatality Review Team on August 24th, blah, 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 I will unfortunately not be available during that time period. If you have any further questions, please don't hesitate to contact my office.
But you're right. These CPS yahoos are on a fishing expedition because they never got you the last time. And I don't mean CPS, but these are concurrent or conjoined, if you will, state agencies that really don't like that you fought back all those years ago.
Right. I think in this particular case, we happen to have somebody in Child Protective Services that's very friendly to the family. And they said that basically what happened is this is a random thing that they do, but there's no requirement for a physician or for the parents to comply with any of these things. They're doing it to cover their own rear end. So first they use the intimidation. Now they're using the good tactics. And I've said, hey, I have no problem giving you the records. Just get a court subpoena.
Get a court order,
The point is... And that's the belligerent defiance and sustained combat, because they've used honeyed words to sway me. They've used intimidation to sway me. But the point is they have no business looking at these records, because none of the things that they were talking about have anything to do with them covering their CYA for themselves. Because if somebody reviews this case, they know that why was this family targeted?
Right.
And they were targeted for a separate agenda. It had nothing to do with the safety of the child.
No.
And that's what they're trying to show, that, oh, well, we were just, you know, going through our dotting our I's and crossing our T's to make sure.
We're out of time already, but this was a thematic, real life reality of belligerent defiance and sustained combat that's necessary to protect your rights, the rights of patients, the rights of doctors, and everybody in between. And I appreciate you being that living example for us all.
I just thought this was a good life, real life example.
It is. And I hope people take it with the spirit which it was delivered. And, of course, the power to heal is yours and the power to choose is yours. Now, take that power and use it properly. Thanks, Dr. Bitar.
Thank you, Robert. Happy 4th of July.
You too.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.